Science Journal for Kids and Teens presents How Can Doctors Treat Endometriosis? Read by Miranda Wilson. Abstract. Normally, the tissue that makes up each of your body's organs only grows in the place it should. But that's not the case for people with endometriosis. With this disease, tissue that lines the uterus grows outside the uterus as lesions. These cause pain and infertility. Endometriosis affects about 10% of women worldwide, as well as some trans people. On very rare occasions, it has been detected in men. Scientists know that people with endometriosis have high levels of a type of white blood cell called macrophages. We wanted to find out how macrophages affected the growth of lesions, as well as pain in people with endometriosis. So, we studied mice with endometriosis in a laboratory. We changed the number and type of macrophages present in the mice to learn how these cells affect the development of lesions. We discovered that certain types of macrophages may help to treat endometriosis. Others encourage the development of lesions. Our findings could lead to new treatments for endometriosis patients. Not all women menstruate, and not all people who menstruate are women. Women and adolescent girls who haven't started their period yet, take certain medications, had their uterus removed, or are postmenopausal do not menstruate. Transgender or non-binary people may menstruate. Introduction. The endometrium is a mucous membrane that lines the inside of the uterus. Every month, the endometrium thickens. Then the upper layer is shed and leaves the body with blood through the vagina. This is called menstruation. In endometriosis, the endometrium also grows in the abdominal cavity, outside of the uterus. This is called ectopic endometrium, or endometriosis lesions. Some scientists believe that this is caused by the endometrium traveling back through the fallopian tubes. The ectopic endometrium in the abdominal cavity cannot leave the body. It can continue to grow with each menstrual cycle and cause pain. The pain experienced by people with endometriosis can be as extreme as a heart attack or a burst appendix. In this image, you can see a typical 28-day menstrual cycle. Day 1 of the cycle can be seen at the top of the image in pink and consists of menstruation. Ovulation can be seen in green between days 10 and 14 in the lower right. And then, thickening of the uterine lining can be seen in blue, occurring on days 17 through 28 on the left of the image. Scientists have seen that macrophages, a type of white blood cell, seem to be very closely linked to endometriosis. We wanted to learn more about how macrophages affect the growth of ectopic endometrium. We wondered if macrophages from different parts of the body might have a different effect on endometriosis. Methods. We studied a group of female mice with endometriosis. There are three kinds of macrophages in the ectopic endometrium of mice. 1. Endometrial macrophages. These follow the ectopic endometrium from the uterus into the abdominal cavity. 2. Native abdominal macrophages. These live in the abdominal cavity of healthy mice and mice with endometriosis. And 3. Recruited abdominal macrophages. These move from other parts of the body through the bloodstream into the ectopic endometrium in response to inflammation. We used various techniques to, quote, turn off specific types of macrophages. These included genetically modifying the mice or giving them different medications. We looked at mice with different combinations of macrophages. We wanted to see which combinations affected the growth of the ectopic endometrium. We performed a series of 3 experiments with groups of mice. Each group had a different macrophage combination in their ectopic endometrium. Results. Experiment 1. We, quote, turned off both the native and recruited abdominal macrophages. we observed that much more ectopic endometrium began to grow in the mice. Experiment 2. We, quote, turned off the endometrial macrophages. The ectopic endometrium was much smaller than in the other groups of mice. And experiment 3. Quote, turning up the number of recruited abdominal macrophages led to a lot less growth of ectopic endometrium. For several mice in this group, no ectopic endometrium grew at all. We show these results in Table 1. Here in Table 1, you can see the macrophage combinations we used in the mice for each experiment. For each combination, we observed if the ectopic endometrium grew faster or slower. The three different experiments can be seen across the top of the table, and the type of macrophages can be seen along the left side. If the macrophage was, quote, turned off, it appears yellowish-orange and says off. If the macrophage was on, it appears red and says on. For experiment 1, endometrial macrophages were on, but native abdominal and recruited abdominal macrophages were off. The result was that the ectopic endometrium increased, which is bad, as you can see in the bottom row of the table. For experiment 2, endometrial macrophages were turned off, but native abdominal and recruited abdominal macrophages were on. The result was that ectopic endometrium decreased, which is good. For experiment 3, all three types of macrophages were on, and there were extra recruited abdominal macrophages. This resulted in decreased ectopic endometrium growth, which is good. Looking at the table, which experiments resulted in an improvement in the endometriosis? Discussion. We removed recruited abdominal macrophages from the mice and their endometriosis got worse. So, recruited abdominal macrophages protect the mice. They slow the growth of ectopic endometrium. If the mice have extra recruited abdominal macrophages, their condition improves. When we remove the endometrial macrophages, the ectopic endometrium was much smaller. So, endometrial macrophages can cause the ectopic endometrium to grow. Conclusion. Today, surgery is one of the only options for many endometriosis patients. This research presents a new idea, focusing on the patient's macrophages. We are finding new treatments that can change how macrophages work. They act more like recruited abdominal macrophages. Endometriosis is often undiagnosed. Many doctors tell women that their severe menstrual pain is normal. This leads to misunderstood patients with untreated illness. If you have pain with menstruation that stops you going about your normal life, you should tell your doctor. Some pain is normal, but it should not stop you from going to school or socializing. Some pain might be a symptom of endometriosis. Fortunately, awareness of endometriosis in the scientific community is growing, and new treatments are being developed at an exciting rate. Thank you for listening to this recording. This work has been adapted from the original peer-reviewed paper in the journal PNAS, published on February 3, 2021. Research conducted by Aaron Greaves, Chloe Hogg, and others from the Center for Early Life at the University of Warwick in the UK and the Medical Research Council Center for Reproductive Health at the University of Edinburgh. See the full list of authors and their affiliations in the accompanying PDF. Please visit our website, sciencejournalforkids.org, for more free science teaching resources.